We all know that the American Council of the Blind is working very hard on the efforts to provide and to make mandatory the provision of more descriptive video, audio description. Let's let Dave feel our appreciation. She worked so hard on this. So, and to talk a bit about audio description and where we are with that today is my friend and committee member and colleague, Mr. Roger Peterson.
Audio description is an area that's been of considerable interest to me for a long time. I've been particularly in the area of live theater. Bernice and I are season ticket holders to two different theater companies in our area, and we really enjoy theater with the description. We would enjoy other things with description, too, if they were available. Of course, the thing that's been available longest with description is sports. Radio sportscasters have been doing audio description for 100 years. But if you're not a sports fan, that doesn't help too much. But description could be applied to so many things. And there are people around the country who are doing different things. They're doing museums, they're doing tours, they're doing exhibits, they're doing shows of various kinds, and we wish we knew how to support them more than we have. But unfortunately, the problem in the description field is that they're not very organized. The people in the field are not very organized. Everybody's doing their own little thing in Minneapolis or Boston or wherever, and it's not coming together in a way that's good for advocacy and for relating to the bigger world around us. We all know that we've had this legislative issue around TV, where the FCC mandated some description on TV, and then the court decided that the FCC didn't have that authority, and we are now trying to get the Congress to make it clear that it is congressional intent that FCC have that authority. And I believe, Day, are you still here?
I'm still here.
As I understand it, we are in one version of the communications bill. Is that
yes?
The Senate version.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to say something?
Bright minds think alike, Roger. I just whispered to her and asked her if when you were through, she'd update people. So.
Yeah, well, I think that this is one piece. It's an important piece, but it's one piece, and I wanted to everybody to know about this legislative issue. So shall I just...
Why don't you finish up, and then we'll have Dave come up and give people an update.
Okay, fine.
I like being the boss.
So, in addition to that, there's the whole issue of movies and movies that come out on DVDs and all that. And I know that the big folks in the description field, like WGBH and NCI, are working to get movies more available with more description. And to get it fixed so you can find out which movies come out with description, and to get it fixed so that when a movie is described for the theater, the description track also comes out on the DVD and so forth. And these are areas, actually, frankly, from a personal point of view, movies and TV I'm not the best advocate for, because I think most of them are crap, and don't whether they're described or not. As I say, I'm really interested in the live theater stuff. But I have been trying, and we've had there's an organization called Audio Description International that sort of started and then sort of went a while and then sort of died. There are vestiges of it that are still around. One is an internet list, which is owned by our own Barry Levine, who's a member of, he's the president of LUA. And it's there, and I'm on it, and there's a lot of discussion on it about how describers should move their own situation forward. And then there's a guy named Fred Brack in North Carolina who still operates the website for ADI, adinternational.org. And it does have some useful information on it. And there are other things like that around. But it appears to me, and I keep telling my audio description friends, that it seems as though the places that are most successful at having a system, that is where not only is the description done in the theaters and in the museums and so forth, but everybody knows about it, people find out about it, somebody markets it to the disabled audience, to the blind audience, so forth. The places where that seems to happen best are those where there's an overarching organization, and it seems to often be the VSA Arts organization, the very special arts that came out of the Kennedy family thing. That in states where that organization is providing coordination and marketing and information and so forth, that seems to be where it's working best. But unfortunately, the kind of people who become describers seem to be kind of mavericks, and they just don't like to, they're not team players somehow. I don't know what it is. By the way, I do recognize the fact that I'm blind, and if anyone from the audio description world has come in and I'm a robot, I'd be interested in knowing. Yeah, describe yourself.
It's Roger, I'm Joel Snyder.
Hey, here. Joel.
I'd love to add a few comments when you're finished. I think what you're saying is right.
Okay. Well, anyway, I hope that we can continue to work. You know, I even tried to get the audio description folks to come to this convention and have a meeting, and that didn't kind of work out. But we keep on trying, and I'm real interested in the continuing, you know, research efforts about how you do description and whether we can make standards. And I think, the lady from the American Foundation who now is at New School who's trying to do some research on that? Elaine Gerber?
Elaine Gerber, yes. Yeah. Well, she's at Montclair State University.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, those things continue to happen, and I don't know what else there is to say, except that I certainly am interested in trying to bridge between ACB and the description community and make things better. But you all need to, you know, keep doing it in your own communities. Keep wanting description and asking for it and going to it and all that kind of stuff. So, let's see. Do we want to?
Yeah, let's have Dave come up and update us, and then let's give Joel an opportunity to.
Roger, comment on about how they're trying to do guidelines in California.
about guidelines in California. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, there is an organization. They're trying to have meetings, and they're trying to organize in California, and I hope it happens, and we'll do what we can. But we urge the description community to help us, tell us how to help them.
Joel can go next if he wants,
and
I can finish.
No, Jay, I'd love to. I'm very eager to hear. I mean, Jay and I live in Washington, but
no, they have to come here to see you.
Exactly. That's always the way.
No, I've got to stop meeting like this.
I see that. Once or twice.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're in D.C. I see Joel, I think, at convention.
I have to come to Jackson and we'll see Jay. Anyway.
All right. I'm a lot shorter than Roger, so that mic's got to come back down again. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Dale Muhammad. I'm the Director of Governmental Affairs for ACB at Washington, D.C. And for those of you who do know me, I am a huge, huge fan of audio description in any way, shape, and form because I love action movies. And you know what? They're not a lot of fun when you can't tell what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, there's a thump. Oh, that was a body hitting the ground, I think. Okay. One of the things this last year was to put forward, we use video description. I'm trying to shift terminology here, and that's just a political thing that I can explain later in detail. But the idea is to, it was a challenge and that was put out not just to ACB but to anybody. And I know it went on to the old audio description internationalist. I sent it to different theater companies, and I sent out to people saying, send it to your church. This is important. Send it to your friends. Send it to your family. Let's get more sponsors on legislation. There are currently, three bills now in Congress having to do with video description. The House version, which is H.R. 951, and the Senate bill, which is Senate Bill 900. They both say, we restore video description to the airwaves, to those minimum number of hours. Let's say give the FCC the authority to say, yes, video description is something that should be there. And what happened is that there's a third bill, and that's Senate Bill 2686. And what happens is video description, unfortunately, as far as Congress is concerned, is small potatoes, so they kind of let them lie. And we actually made some very nice little friends in Congress, and so when they made this huge telecom bill, we managed to, stick video description onto the end of it.
Yay.
So 2686 is this huge bill that covers all sorts of things. It's got the voice over internet type stuff. It's got net neutrality, and somewhere attached to the back end of that is video description.
Senate
Bill 2686. All right, and what it is for us, this is a good thing. All right, well, this argument, it's a good thing because, like I said, Congress didn't think it was important, so they didn't move the smaller bills. Because it's a large bill that contains so many different things, it's going to be the one that moves out of committee. Now, the downside of that is, because it's the one that contains things like net neutrality, you hear about that in the news all the time, it's a very contentious bill. There are people who absolutely hate it and don't want to do it, and there are other people who want to do it. So what happens is we now throw ourselves into this huge fight. But again, if anything's going to move this year, it's going to be that. So for us, that's a very positive thing. As a part of that, we had some very, very happy little discussions, backroom discussions with some of the telecom communities, some of the telephone companies in particular. And they said, you know what, we made an agreement with them, and they agreed to back all of the disability provisions and all the accessibility provisions within that bill, including video description. So it's not just the description. It's going to be things, one of the things talks about access to some of the websites of the committees that talk about accessibility within the FCC. So sneaking stuff in there saying, we want access to those websites. There's things like some of the voice stuff talking about accessibility. For those of you who use some of the Skype stuff, it's making sure that as technology moves towards the future, we're included, and that some of the accessibility provisions are going to go with that. So it's one of those, like, we're being a little bit sneaky as a part of this. And by having them agree to that, we actually have a much bigger power on our side to try and make sure those provisions stay in. But like I said, it's a contentious bill, and so expect a big fight to try and get it through. And even if it doesn't go through, it's going to have moved further this year than before. And so we're hoping to get it past the floor and into conference. The House version of the same bill does not have the disability provisions, does not have video description. We just were not able to get it in.
So in the conference, we want the Senate.
Right. So in the conference, we want the Senate version. And what it is I'll send out an update saying this, when you talk to your congressman, these are the provisions we specifically want in. We're going to basically try to ask for specific provisions, because one of the problems is, because it was such a huge bill we got ourselves attached to, they're going to say, this is huge and it's a big fighting bill, so we're going to shave it down and make it small so nobody fights over it. And of course, what's going to be the easiest thing for them to cut off? All the accessibility provisions. So what we want to do is try and remind them that they're there and make sure that those stay on, because, you know, for all the fighting and stuff, those are some of the, they're the least controversial things on there. So that legislatively, that's the biggest thing. In general, I want to remind people to contact your congressperson about this.